WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, digital warriors. It's your pal Jake Carter here, back with another dose of digital minimalism, your daily guide to reclaiming your time, energy, and sanity in this crazy tech-driven world. Now, raise your hand if you ever feel like your phone is glued to your hand. Like checking those notifications is a fundamental human need? Don't worry, I get it. But guess what? That constant scrolling can be doing more harm than good. We're talking about real impact here, lower energy levels, brain fog, even feelings of anxiety and sadness. Ever feel like you're running on empty even after a full night's sleep? Yeah, that could be your screen time whispering in your ear, just one more TikTok. But fear not, my friends. Today, we're diving headfirst into the power of reducing screen time to boost your mood and energy. We'll uncover some practical strategies, share some real-life examples, and leave you feeling empowered to take control of your digital life. Ready to reclaim your inner zen? Let's do this. First things first, we gotta understand why those screens suck the life out of us. Think about it. The endless stream of content is designed to keep you hooked, releasing dopamine with every notification, every like, every scroll. It's a vicious cycle, my friends. We get addicted to the instant gratification, but that constant stimulation can leave us feeling exhausted and depleted in the long run. Now, let's talk about those key takeaways, five simple steps you can implement today to start rewinding that digital damage. 1. Mindful moments. Treat your phone like a tool, not a crutch. When you find yourself reaching for it out of boredom or habit, take a moment to pause. Deep breaths, folks. Focus on your surroundings. The feeling of the sun on your skin, the sound of birds chirping, the smell of that freshly brewed coffee. 2. Schedule your scrolling. Yeah, I know, it sounds counterintuitive, but hear me out. Designate specific times for checking emails, social media, and news. This creates boundaries, helps you stay focused on other tasks, and prevents those mindless hours spent lost in the digital abyss. Think of it like having a workout routine, except instead of bicep curls, we're doing mental detox exercises. 3. Embrace the offline world. Remember that thing called real life? Go for walks, engage in conversations with people who aren't behind screens, read a physical book, gasp, listen to music without earbuds, get creative. The world is full of experiences that can actually nourish your soul. 4. Phone-free zones. Create sacred spaces in your home, your bedroom, your dining table, where devices are simply off limits. This helps you disconnect and truly enjoy quality time with loved ones or simply unwind without the constant buzz of notifications. Think about it. Dinner conversations are way more engaging when everyone is looking at each other instead of their phones. 5. Digital Sabbaths. Take a day, or even a few hours, each week to completely unplug. No scrolling, no checking emails, no social media lurking. This gives your mind and body a chance to recharge and reset. Imagine waking up on a Sunday morning feeling refreshed and energized, ready to tackle the week ahead. Let me paint you a picture. You're walking through the park, soaking up the sunshine, listening to the birds sing. A gentle breeze ruffles your hair, and you can actually hear your own thoughts. No notifications, no scrolling, just pure, blissful silence. That's the power of reducing screen time, folks. It's about reclaiming those moments of peace and joy that we often sacrifice at the altar of digital distraction. Now, I know what you're thinking. This sounds great, Jake, but how do I actually do it? You're not alone in feeling that way. But remember, even small changes can make a big difference. Start by implementing just one or two of these strategies this week. Set those boundaries, take those mindful moments, and watch your mood and energy levels soar. Ready to feel the difference? This isn't about deprivation, it's about empowerment. You choose how you spend your time, your energy, your attention. Make a conscious decision to prioritize your well-being and watch as your life transforms. So, go forth, my digital warriors. Embrace the power of unplugging, rediscover the joy in real-world experiences, and remember, your best life awaits beyond the screen. Until tomorrow, keep it minimal and keep it real.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.